Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
The email is TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. We're still taking questions for tonight's show if you got last-minute questions.
Right, right.
But Paul writes, there's a movie about bird watching. A competition. Jack Black and Owen Wilson.
Yeah, I've heard about
called
it.
Called The Big Year.
I remember that one. It's
supposed to be a comedy.
Oh, also, it's also Steve Martin.
Oh.
Yeah. It's those three guys. Yeah.
Not a very good one.
Yeah, it's not that good either. Right? Yeah.
And then Matthew.
Well, the premises sucks.
Our show researcher says, here he gives us a big list of nocturnally active birds. There's a long list.
Nice.
But Mike sums it up here. This is not three paragraphs. I figured you guys would know that the woodcock is the most active at night.
Oh, woodcock.
And then I found this in Birds of North America.
This guy's mom's pound the woodcock.
Right. The great tit is one of the most common birds seen throughout most of Eurasia. It belongs to the same family as chickadees that are seen in North America. And there are also, some of them got loose. The tit has been seen in some local areas on the western shores of Lake Michigan in Wisconsin, and that is called the great vagrant tit. Yes, they're supposed to be
I guarantee
Eurasian.
You, I know that
I'm not making that up.
Do you think our French buddy says great tit?
He might.
It's a bird, man.
Oh, he says
I know he says the last word, but somebody sent it to us. I don't know if we can play that on the air, though. Probably not.
No, we would probably have to do that on a podcast.
Right, right.
And I don't know that we have audio capabilities.
Yeah. Here, I got the clip you're looking for here.
Okay.
Woodcock? He's doing your mom?
But I wouldn't say doing.
You hear that, Mitch? Woodcock slamming his mom.
You have to announce
it. Hey, guys, check it out. Woodcock stuffing this dude's mom.
Woodcock's pounding your mom?
Hey, guys, come on. Show a little respect. How would you feel if Woodcock was porking your mom?
I love that movie.
Mother's got a little woodcock in her.
That movie is funny, man.
It is. It is an underrated movie.
Oh, totally.
You definitely need to see Mr. Woodcock.
You seen it, Nick?
I don't think so.
Okay, Billy Bob Thornton, Susan Sarandon, and that's Sean...
Sean William Hayes. Sean William Scott. Excuse me.
Sean William Scott.
Stifler.
He's still Billy Bob's was a gym teacher at the high school and just a hard ass. And he starts dating Stifler's mom. You know, not Stifler, but that character's mom. And they all hate Bill. And it's great. It's funny movie, man. What's it called? Mr. Woodcock.
Mr. Woodcock.
Right?
Yeah, it's just called Mr. Woodcock. Yeah. And it is well
underrated,
worth your time.
Underrated and funny as hell, right? And we did mess up earlier. Somebody sent us a thing. Cowers Free Time did not win last year's Deadpool.
Cleet Torres.
Cowers Free Time was in second. Edith Puthey was in third.
Reigning champion.
Calling All Cadavers, fourth. Squirtin' with Disaster was five. Fister Rogers' Neighborhood was six. Haulin' Goats was seven. Digital Fart Jar, I'll go through 10 here. Crocodile Utah was nine. And Dick Harp Likes Dead People was 10. That was last year's winners. 25 people had OJ. Push read those names yesterday. Because I don't really think he announced he had cancer till after the new year. Because a lot of people would have put him on wanting him to die because he was a bad guy.
Yeah, I'm surprised he wasn't more of just a general hatred
right.
pick.
Yeah,
spite pick.
I hate that guy kind of
spite pick. Yeah,
spite
right,
picks
Nick.
Don't work, though.
No, you know? I had that whole list last year. That just did. People I thought some that I wouldn't mind see dying, and some people that thought it would be funny if they did.
Right.
Yeah, and the guy who died here yesterday that we also had, his name was Jacques Delors.
Right.
It was a former president of the European Commission and minister of France.
Okay.
I got to have Lendog do the scoring here because it's in a few different entries, but it doesn't look like there's going to be any movement at the top of the leaderboard.
All right.
About 20, 25 hits again.
And the leader right now still is Cowers Free Time. He's leading
Cowers
right now.
Cowers Free Time.
That guy's
in the
good,
lead.
Man.
Yeah.
He's got two names, though. I like his second name. Yeah.
It's a short wife is the name of the list.
I know. That's sad.
Speaking
that's
sad. Of Cower.
Yeah.
Word out of 24/7 Sports is they're reporting Hines Ward is being considered for Arizona State's wide receiver coaching position.
Well, he was a head coach in the UFF, that World Football League last year, whatever. Oh, XFL last
XFL,
year.
XFL,
is that the
Hines
San
Ward
Antonio
was?
Brahmas?
That's what he was,
okay.
Right.
Yeah, he was Florida Atlantic. He was a wide receivers coach there. Offensive assistant for the Jets. Oh, intern with the Steelers in 2017.
He must want to move up a little bit, huh? Yeah, and live in Arizona. That'd be kind of cool. Unless you want to have an abortion
right,
or you're a woman.
Texas Southern's head coaching job. They went in a different direction. Yeah, I guess there's some other guys.
Well, he wasn't running for head coach. I was wondering about that. But yeah. They've tried the ex-football player, NFL guy. But Herm had a lot of experience. He just failed down there, right? They did go to bowl games.
Yeah, but
he went the bowl games.
I don't think they got the college game.
Yeah.
And to his credit, he did recruit a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yes, he did.
Who just won it for a different school.
Right.
But I mean,
yeah. who wouldn't have won the Heisman had he hung around at Arizona State?
No.
Yeah.
No,
he had to go to LSU to win the Heisman Trophy.
But it's not like Herm couldn't identify talent.
Right.
He knew the kid was talented.
And got him.
Yeah, and he got him to come to ASU, which is a big deal.
Right.
But they didn't know the rules. Him and Antonio Pierce.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they cheated and they got caught. And they really set that program back.
And you're still paying for it, Todd.
Yep.
You can't have nothing, man. Yeah.
But again, he recruited a talented football player to ASU. That's not easy to do.
Right. Which surprised me because Todd's right. It's a beautiful place to go to school, you know, a little bit, right?
And they'll take anybody.
Yeah. Good.
You get banged in a houseboat. You know,
what's not to like?
Yeah,
I don't get why it's not easier to recruit Arizona State.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There was a police chase. Did they both go over the cliff?
No, just the dude who was trying to run away. He tried to go full Thelma and Louise.
Is this California? Well, Thelma and Louise, they knew they were going to die. They did it on purpose.
No, I think this is New York.
They grabbed each other's hands and flew off the cliff, which is just a strange ending to a movie.
Yeah, it is.
And because they killed that guy out of self-defense, they probably could have lived longer. They're both hot, middle-aged women at the time.
Yeah, this is from a news station in Long Island. A suspect fleeing
Long
the police
Island.
Drove off a cliff in Greenport.
Drink today.
Yeah.
Long Islands.
So there's a warrant out for his arrest. Police were chasing him for over 30 minutes. He heads to a cliff over on Sound Drive and just right through the guardrail, ended up off the cliff, bounced off the beach and into Long Island Sound.
Did he die?
Uninjured for the most part.
He completely failed. He was fine. And they
strapped in, right? Obviously.
And then
right?
The cops went down and arrested him anyway.
Dude, yeah.
Took him to jail.
Yeah, we see you.
I think they should let that guy go.
Right.
And it was a rental. It was
a rental.
Hope he had the extra insurance.
Right.
He probably beat up that rental car.
It's not full of gas.
There's video of it here, and it's not nearly the size of Cliff of Thelma and Louise. So
right.
But still, he just drove, and I'm assuming he thought he probably was going to die. And swing and a miss, buddy.
There's video?
Well, there's video of the aftermath.
Oh, the aftermath.
Like, you see the cliff, you see the car in the water, you know.
Thelma and Louise was not actually filmed at the Grand Canyon. I just learned that the other day.
All right.
some cliff in southern Utah.
And it's all the same.
Yeah, it looks similar.
Yeah.
I still don't know why they killed themselves in that movie. Sorry, spoiler alert if you haven't seen Thelma and Louise yet.
I've never seen all of that movie.
It's actually a good movie. Brad Pitt became a star because of that movie, you know?
I love this car just in the water.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the still shot, too.
It's
right.
A rental.
I just sit there in a rental. Truck.
All the airbags have been deployed.
Yeah, he forgot.
Do you think they'll notice? Yeah.
He forgot about all the newer safety measures that are in these cars as opposed to the one that Thelma and Louise were driving.
Right, right.
You know?
It'd be kind of funny.
I think a guy like that that's willing to take that risk, like, yeah, come on. Why was he being chased to begin with?
It doesn't say what the original arrest warrant was for. It might have been something pretty bad.
You know, I rent enough cars, and they usually walk out, and you walk around the car with them, too, you know, just to make sure nothing on it. And you think that guy brought it back, huh? The guy walking around, yeah, it looks the same to me.
They don't care.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
Or if he paid
But they
for,
look at they look ahead of time.
If he paid for the extra insurance, wouldn't he be able to just have him tow it back and go, there you go?
I think so.
Well, you got my 50 bucks or whatever.
Yeah, if you just pay the
isn't that the deal with the rental?
If you
buy their extra insurance, you can total that thing and it's fine.
Yes, are you on the hook for any deductible?
I don't know.
Or anything like that?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I never
That's what
take
the insurance is, you know?
The extra insurance because my policy supposedly covers that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I don't know. I thought you could just, drive it like a rental.
Well, you do. That's why people, that's the Mark Gross joke about.
I don't think he has
people
to
buy. People buy ex rental cars. It's like marrying a hooker.
Yeah,
everybody's been inside of it, and you got to ignore the cigarette burns. Thank you, Mark Gross. I love that.
Is that Gross's joke?
That's Gross's joke.
Oh, well, then David Spade ripped him off.
Oh no!
No, David Spade ripped off the one ass thing. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought David Spade did a rental car joke.
No, he did.
I might have had it confused with Gross.
Yeah, that's Gross's joke. Yeah.
What's Tammy Pescatelli's husband's name?
Luca.
Yeah, they were in town years ago. Their son was a lot younger.
Yeah.
And they caught him like wiping a booger on the side of the car. They're like, what are you doing? He goes, Dad, it's a rental.
I love that. Todd would just eat it, we learned earlier. It's
right.
Calories in, calories out, same difference, man. It's like eating a booger. All right.
It all evens out.
You got to listen to the whole show. Maybe not today's show, but you got to listen to the whole show.
I think it helps your immune system, too.
Gross. It's like breast milk.
Jump starts your immune system.
Who was the guy that ate a booger? Oh, Harbaugh from Michigan ate a booger. Remember that?
Yeah,
on the sideline.
Chase Daniel did on national TV when he played with Missouri.
Oh, that's right. Chase Daniel did, too. Okay.
Oh, I'm sure there's a litany of booger eaters on TV.
I can't believe like that dude works in media now. I don't know how you can be taken serious. You caught eating a booger.
Right.
Oh, as an adult.
Harbaugh did. Right. Harbaugh's head coach. Of,
Gross, gross.
Would you eat a booger or a hair sandwich?
It's can never go hair sandwich. Whatever's opposite of the hair sandwich is what I'm doing.
You never go hair sandwich. All right.
I'm not going to hold it against a guy for eating a booger.
I never eat a booger.
Sounds like eat boogers.
One booger.
It sounds like you eat boogers, Todd, right?
Yeah. I haven't in a long time. You know, as a kid, I would eat them on a regular basis.
I never ate boogers, man.
Really?
Were you called the booger eater? We always pick on a kid in class that ate boogers, man.
No,
boogers and
this guy
scabs.
Named Bill. I forget what his last name. Yeah.
I don't think anybody who's old enough to drive should get a pass for eating a booger.
A guy named Bill Cook would eat boogers.
Wow, just putting him on blast.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care.
Just throwing it out there.
I haven't seen that guy in a long time. No idea where he's
Bill.
At.
Yeah. He was going to come to the live show tonight.
No,
that was
no, he's not. He doesn't live anywhere near Omaha.
No, he's
probably not.
Probably dead from eating boogers. That booger's killed him.
He choked on
Todd was a booger.
Either that or the bullying.
I did not know that, man. All right, well, I'm back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.